before around that. Back off so many feet back here from that little ring and group of men, and you shoot. The man knocked that middleman out from tall. He won the game.
Okay. Do you ever play something called Drop the Handkerchief?
Oh, yeah.
How did you play that?
Well, the one that the handkerchief fell to, he'd take it up and run and go around this big ring of boys and girls and try to drop it behind one and didn't see it. And when he did find it, he had to take off after the other one and try to beat him back to where he started at. Would be that.
What about Ring Around the Rosie?
I never did play that. I've seen it played, but I never did play it.
Okay. What about London Bridge?
I've heard of that one, but I didn't play that one.
Spin the Bottle?
Yes, no, I forgot that one. Yeah, we used to do
that. How did you play Spin the Bottle?
And they'd be in a circle, and you'd have something like a quart bottle, and you'd get down and spin it around, the one that pointed on. He had to get up, and he was the one going to spin the bottle the next time, and he'd point on so-and-so.
What was the object?
Just to see which one would, have to get up and spin the bottle. It was the best I remember about it. Now, there might have been more to it than that. That's all.
What about Maypole? Did you ever play
Maypole? No, I didn't play
games?
That.
What about, did you play any kind of games that use balls or tin cans or anything like this that you might?
Balls or tin cans? Mm-hmm. We used to use tin cans on from Tom Walker's.
How did you do that?
Well, you'd have your two staves up so long, 8-10 foot, and you'd have your block nailed on the wall this up, 1.5 feet, 3 foot, something like that, and your main staves had 10 cans on them, size cans, and we'd jump up on them things and balance ourselves and walk with them.
Oh.
That's the way that was done.
What about, did you ever play, kickball or baseball?
Oh, I played baseball quite a bit, but no kickball.
Okay, what about, dodgeball? Did you ever play dodgeball?
Let's see, did that come in? I don't know where that come in under the idea of Pattercat. I don't believe it did, and yet it could, but I'm just not sure. You'd have a ring over yonder, and one man would stand in it with his bat and the catcher behind him, and the wheel would hear the same way. And when they'd hit, they'd run to see which one. Well, that was dodgeball, that's what that was, and they'd throw the ball at him, try to see which one could hit him the quickest.
Somebody else would
throw
the ball.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That catcher would throw the ball, whichever one hit and run. The opposite catcher would try to get the ball and throw it at him before we could get back to his home base.
Uh-huh. What about, did you ever play any rope jumping games or knife tossing games or jack or marble? Well, you talked about
those. Oh, yes, I played all those.
What kind of rope jumping games did you play?
We just called it jump rope. It'd be three involved, two spinning the rope and one running in and jumping.
Okay.
See, I thought it could go with count, you know.
What about Jackstone? Did you ever play that?
Yes, we played that quite a bit. That was, you could play it on a table or sit down on the floor and play it like that, a small rubber ball and so many of those little jack concerns. That's been so long, I've kind of forgotten about that. Well, that has been a long time.
Okay. What do you call, like an amusement park or a county fair or something, what do you call